Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 5th. From Capitol coverage, Governor Jared Polis has unveiled a $34 billion budget proposal that would expand capacity at some state parks and boost spending on school safety. Polis is also seeking money to provide 2 months of paid family leave for all state employees. Polis talked about his spending plan on Friday at the state capitol, saying it won't fix all of the state's problems next year.
It's not all the resources you need to reduce traffic congestion immediately or to all the funding needs in our schools, but we absolutely can show substantial increases in investment in all those areas.
Lawmakers will have the final say over the budget when they start meeting again in January. A Southern Colorado man has been charged with a federal hate crime after allegedly planning to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Justice Department officials say 27-year-old Richard Holzer of Pueblo planned to destroy Temple Emmanuel. According to a press release from the U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, Holzer allegedly met with undercover agents to talk about a plan, then visited the synagogue multiple times. The plan was supposed to be carried out early Saturday morning. That's according to the affidavit supplied by the Justice Department. In the complaint, authorities say Holzer was preparing for a, quote, racial holy war, and that his actions meet the definition of domestic terrorism. The official charge is an attempt to obstruct persons in the enjoyment of their free exercise of religious beliefs through force and the attempted use of explosives and fire. If convicted, Holzer could face up to 20 years in prison. A hearing has been set for Thursday. I'm Andrea Chalfin.
And in more about a story we reported yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives voted on Halloween morning in favor of a massive public lands bill that aims to protect more than 400,000 acres of public land in Colorado. The House voted 227 to 182, strictly along party lines, sending the CORE Act to the Senate. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle has the story.
The CORE Act would protect land along the Continental Divide in White River National Forest, designate wilderness zones in the San Juan Mountains, withdraw the Thompson Divide area from consideration for future oil and gas development, and formalize the National Park Service role as caretaker for Kirikanti National Recreation Area. It would also establish the nation's first historic landscape, nearly 30,000 acres surrounding Camp Hale, the birthplace of the Army's famed 10th Mountain Division. U.S. Representative Scott Tipton, a Republican, represents Colorado's western slope, where the majority of the affected land is. He attempted to refer the bill to the Committee on Natural Resources before his Democratic opponents had a chance to pass the bill. He presented a two-part argument, first that the bill needed an amendment that would codify into law certain rules around the National Guard's ability to train at high altitude over wilderness areas.
Current law requires DOD aircraft to be able to fly at a minimum of 2,000 feet above designated wilderness areas. However, in Colorado, the terrain conditions make maintaining a 2,000-foot minimum altitude challenging and dangerous. You can see clearly why it is important that the CORE Act includes provisions to be able to codify the Colorado guidance.
That argument fed into a persistent criticism of the CORE Act heard from Tipton that the bill lacks a proper amount of local input.
Perhaps the rejection of this common sense idea thus far has been yet another example of the need to be able to reach out to all stakeholders and hear the concerns and ideas from the district most impacted by it. These are voices from our communities in the 3rd District directly impacted by the bill. It is important to be able to seek broad community support and outreach. This is needed to be able to build true consensus for successful public lands efforts. I will also note that calling up the ghosts of past failed public lands proposals that never had broad community consensus or got off the ground to begin with is not an adequate substitute for direct community outreach and consensus building.
Congressman Joe Neguse, a Democrat from Boulder who introduced the bill in the House, said Tipton's call for an amendment was, quote, purely political, citing a previously obtained approval.
The letter from the Colorado National Guard concludes by thanking the delegation for their effort to preserve Colorado's natural beauty and looking forward to the passage of this important legislation. Those are not my words. Those are the words of the Colorado National Guard.
Neguse also fought back against the notion that the bill's authors had not sought enough local input for the CORE Act. He said that every jurisdiction affected by the bill had given its approval and pointed out that the bill's components have been floating around Congress for quite some time.
Mr. Speaker, these bills have been around since George W. Bush was president. When those bills were being drafted, the Washington Nationals had not yet played their first game at Nationals Park.
In the end, Tipton's request to have the CORE Act referred back to the House Natural Resources Committee failed, and the bill was quickly passed shortly thereafter. Even with a major hurdle behind it, the CORE Act's future is still uncertain. Senator Michael Bennett will now sponsor the CORE Act in the Senate, where Republicans control the majority. The White House earlier this week issued a statement saying that President Trump's advisors would recommend vetoing the bill in its current form. The audio clips used in this story were captured by C-SPAN. For KBUT Community Radio News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And finally today, this is from the Colorado News Connection. A statewide series of events designed to help Coloradans scam-proof their lives kicks off at 9 a.m. today at the Two Rivers Convention Center in Grand Junction. Eric Galatis has more.
Mark Federhoff with AARP's Elder Watch Colorado, the group organizing the presentations, says with scams more prevalent than ever, the goal is to get older adults the information they need to avoid them.
And it's critically important that folks are educated about the different types of scams that are out there as they're ever-changing, and red flags of scams and what they should be doing to avoid them on a daily basis.
Presentations are also planned during Colorado Consumer Protection Month at the Lincoln Center in Fort Collins next Monday, the City Auditorium in Colorado Springs on November 19th, and at the Lakewood Cultural Center in Lakewood on November 21st. For more information, visit AARP Colorado's website, or you can also register by calling toll-free 877-926-8300. I'm Eric Galatis.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 5th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.